It is 90.3 KEXP. My name is Troy Nelson, and I am in the live room here with Tycho. Very excited to have you guys. They're going to play a couple songs, and then we'll chat a little bit, and then they'll play a couple more. So, Tycho, if you're ready, take it away. You're listening to Tycho Live here on 90.3 KEXP and sounding absolutely wonderful, you guys. Thanks for stopping by and taking time to perform here at KEXP.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Can we introduce the guys?
Yeah. This is Zach Brown over here on guitars and bass. Joe Davidson's on keyboard and bass and guitar sometimes. And then Rory O'Connor on drums.
And you are?
I'm Scott Hansen.
Right. So, Scott, you started this this project. For our listeners that may be confused, you consider Tycho, it started out kind of by yourself, right? And then it sort of evolved into a band. Do you consider it a band now, or do you? Is it just kind of a project name, or do you consider it?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing this kind of as a laptop set for several years, and then me and Zach started working together and playing live shows together.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of, once we started working with Rory and getting the drums involved, it kind of crystallized into the sound, and we wanted to capture that on a record. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, ever since Awake was our first record kind of as a band. So ever right. since then, we've been touring as a band.
That's great. And it sounds fantastic. Rory, you're an amazing drummer, by the way, and fun to watch. So you started, it's been 10 years since the
been a lot longer than that, actually.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think like 2001 is when I started playing shows under the name Tycho.
Right. Was your first release, though, the, was it 2004, the Sunrise Projector album?
No, Science of Patterns, I think, was 2002. It was an EP before that.
Okay, EP before that. So your first full-length was Sunrise Projector.
Yeah, exactly.
I just thought it was interesting that 2004, 10 years ago, Sunrise Projector is the name of the album, and then 10 years later, it is Awake. Was there any connection between the Sunrise and Awake theme?
I mean, that's definitely kind of a recurring theme, the sun and that whole thing throughout all the records, and it's kind of the inspiration for everything. But, you know, there's not any, like, specific implied connection between those right now.
Right.
Or for Awake, there wasn't.
Well, I've been listening for a long, long time, and all the releases are beautiful. This new album is absolutely fabulous
well.
Appreciate it. And you're also a graphic artist. All the projections, this is also the first in-studio performance I've been a part of where there's actually projections happening in the room, which is really, really cool. Do you put this together yourself? Do you create these on a computer and find some found footage, or do you actually film the things that are being projected?
It's a lot of both. You know, there's some things that I've worked with directors on or cinematographers who've shot some of it. Some of it's found footage, and then a lot of it's like graphic design elements that are woven in, kind of like posters and things like that.
Do you also do the album artwork?
Yeah, I mean, at the core, this is kind of an audiovisual project, I think. So
sure,
the central element, I think, to the shows is kind of the way that the immersive nature of having the visuals and having the music at the same time, you know.
Absolutely, and also you've done some remixes. Is this something you want to continue doing? You've done remixes for Little Dragon, Thievery Corporation, Ulrich Schnauz. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, remixes aren't something that I really is a priority. But it's only when I really feel strongly about, you know, I really like the artist or it's a friend or something like that. So yeah, I pick and choose those. But yeah, it's been fun. Those were some fun remixes to work on.
And finding the time, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's difficult right now. We've been on the road a lot. But yeah, when I'm home, it's nice to take a week out and do something like that.
I was looking at this tour. It's insane. I mean, it takes you from, so you go from here, you go to Canada. Eventually, you end up in Austin. You end up in New York. Then you end up in Glasgow, Hamburg, all the way to Budapest. You're not getting home until right before Halloween.
Yeah, it's good though. Yeah, we planned this out a little bit in advance, so we were prepared for it.
Well, it's just funny because I saw an interview with you a couple years ago, and you were telling the person interviewing you, you said, you know, we just do little tours, little bursts, just a couple weeks at a time. And then I looked at your tour schedule, I was like, I think he might have threw that in the garbage and is now just going for it.
I think that was wishful thinking. Yeah, we all promised ourselves that. But yeah, after, I don't know, after this record, we decided to you know, go for it this year and just stay on the road.
Yeah, well, like I said before, it's a great album to go out there and back up and have audiences can come and see this all-encompassing show with the audio and visual. It's wonderful, and I highly recommend our listeners go out and check out Tycho tonight playing at the Neptune Theater, which is a perfect venue for you guys. You'll love it. It's a beautiful place.
Cool, yeah, we're excited.
Awesome, and if you guys would be so kind, a couple more songs I know that our listeners would love to hear.
Of course, no problem.
All right, it's Tycho Live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle. And we're just switching guitars here. Everyone seems to be able to play. Everyone's a multi-instrumentalist, it seems. That's great. So after a bit of a gear switch, it'll be Tycho Live here on KEXP. Beautiful. It's Tycho live here on 90.3 KEXP. That is the song A Walk from the 2011 album Dive. The song before that, Spectre, from the new album Awake. All the other songs are from the new album, correct?
Oh, yeah. All the other ones are from Awake, yeah.
Yes. I recommend picking up Tycho's new album, Awake, and also going out tonight to the Neptune to see this experience live. They have beautiful projections, beautiful music, and wonderful musicians in this group. So thanks again, guys, for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. That was Tycho live here on 90.3 KEXP. Also, thanks to Patrick, Dave, Kevin, and Reeves for making this happen. And once again, my name's Troy Nelson. It's KEXP.